4 CBA Mobile.
0 TR.
Oh, what are you doing there, Tom? You doing a rain dance outside or anything?
Necessary. I just come back from checking, see if the mail was there, and seems to be doing pretty good on its own. You playing tennis out in it?
What do you think? don't I wish? Yeah, I'm trying to set something up in the bubble, but surprisingly, there's some slots open, so but no luck yet, so I'm just doing some other things. I thought I'd run a couple of errands and, you know, see if I can knock out a couple of things at the house here since, you know, I can't be outside. But, they said we might have a little bit of a break in this, so if we do, I think I'll go out and cut the grass because... Boy, it needs it.
Yeah, the tip of the day. Bernice always told me don't worry about getting washed away in the flood out there because the stuff I was made out of floats. And I think that's the same goes for you, Dave.
Hey, this QSO went south in a hurry there. We just took a massive dive. I think we lost a little altitude. Yeah, we might want to get back above the line there.
My tip of the day?
Heard your tip.
One? shoot. Well, I just brought up Yahoo News while I was sitting here on the computer. It's Democratic news usually, but it's pretty good, some of it. At least 8 people killed and dozens injured in Florida bus crash. You know, I just don't think I'm ready to go on a bus trip anymore.
I'm not ready to go on any kind of trip, to be honest with you, because we drive everywhere we go, so I get tired of that. That 2,700-mile trip we did about did me in.
Sympathize with you because I just absolutely could not do something like that. That's, shall I say, ridiculous, but don't tell her I said that.
I mean, you know, she knows she has a phobia about that, and she's not really working on it, but anyway, at least she knows. I mean, that's the first step. Oh, me. I tell you, I'd like to be out on my motorcycle. I really enjoyed my ride the other day. I think it was Saturday. I wound up. How was that? I don't know if you know where that intersection is, but it's, it was, gosh, let me see if I can remember. I think it was 101 and 414. And, yeah. And then if you hang a left on 414, then you turn right back to your right to get back on 101. Right there, at the intersection, you can see where people have been cutting through the grass and the gravel there to the left. And so I was sitting there, and I'd taken off my helmet. I was talking to Steve on the phone, and I was going to come by his house, and... So I put my helmet back on, and he told me how to get there from there because I wasn't really sure. And I'd be doggone if there wasn't a big old mud puddle right in front of me. And it wasn't right in front of me. But anyway, it was just a few feet. And I just didn't see it. And then when I saw it, I couldn't avoid it. And, man, was it deep. God, that thing must have been a foot deep or more. And I got mud all over the bike. bike and coming out of it, about lost control of the bike. It was a mess.
Serious stuff, Dave. Around here, as much as I love motorcycles, I'd say it's time to sell it, but they are so much fun. But it seems like they kill one or two a week around here anymore. There was one last week got killed. He was in his 40s or so, I think, but I don't remember precisely. I just remember that one that we saw on the way to Spartanburg one day, and I never even saw anything in the mail or heard anything in the news. It just really surprised me, and that poor guy was on a gold wing. Right there, after you turn off of Gap Creek onto 29 going towards Spartanburg, there's a turnoff down the hill there a little ways to go to a church. And he was laying out in the middle of the road face down, and nobody was doing anything, and his bike was out there in the middle of the highway also. Just looked like maybe somebody, if I had to guess, changed lanes and didn't see him. Oh, it was sickening.
That's one reason I like to avoid getting on the interstate. I can get on where I live. I can get on Highway 11 or 290 or any of those roads without getting on a four lane. So I do have to go. I do have to go down Rutherford Road for about a mile, but then after that it's all two lane, and it's not too bad. But yeah, I mean, it happens. I hate that. I hate nobody was helping him. I mean, dang, you see somebody down like that, especially on a motorcycle, you need to stop.
There's four or five people standing out in the middle of the road by their car stopped. But, wow, Bernice, you're noisy. She's tearing parchment paper over here, making cookies. But they were standing out in the road just talking to each other. And this guy was over there laying face down in the highway. And just didn't look like they were doing anything for him. So I don't know if he was deceased or what. But it was very sad visualization, shall we say.
Well, I tell you, the way I hear them running up and down Wade Hampton here on these crotch rockets, most of them, I'm really surprised we don't have more wrecks, in this area, because where I live, because, I mean, they're flying. You can tell. I mean, they got this thing, they're screaming, so I don't know. But anyway, I just don't ride like that because it's not, it's not a smart thing to do. At least not for me, anyway. And I get enough adrenaline riding mine the normal way. So anyway, but I think I'll get up and go. I tell you, I really enjoy it.
About it, it's a freedom, much like flying. I just loved it. We saw several the other day going over to the lake house, and I remember one was some guy probably in the late 20s or 30s, and a gal, a blonde-haired gal with her hair streaming, and neither one had crash helmets on, flying down the road over there on Highway 357, and a lot of times they're just wearing shorts. I don't get it.
Hopefully it was a short trip. They didn't have far to go. But, I know I see that too. I just, I was wearing leather. I haven't a helmet on. Steve said, well, you know, what are you doing wearing that? I said, you never come off a motorcycle before? I said, you know, that asphalt's unforgiving.
The rider's mentality, I would say that's the way most of them are out there. There's some of them smart, wear helmets and protective gear, but very few of them, they usually just got a do-rag on and no protection. So what you sow, so shall you reap.
Like the saying, you know, live to ride, ride to live. So you ride, in such a way that you're going to live. That's what that means, you know. I used to not understand that, but, once you get on a motorcycle, think your perspective and all that changes. I can't seem to find Hobby Lobby here. I must be blind in one eye, can't see out of the other. Well, I'm going to stop at Lowe's and see. I got a question for them, so I'm going to see if they have an answer.
One of the wise old riders I used to ride with that was up in his 70s, he says, Tom, he says, helmets are for people with brains to protect. That pretty well says it all.
Yeah, well, I want to protect what's left of mine. little or none, I still want to protect it, so there you go. Well, I'm going to jump out of here for a minute, and Bernice is whipping up something there to keep you occupied. So behave yourself, and don't get in any trouble, and I'll talk to you later. N0TRKB4CPA, clear after yours.
Either one of those two facts are pretty much an impossibility for me. I might not tell you what you like, but I'll tell you the truth. See you later, Dave. Have a good day. Nice hearing you. KB4CBA, N0TR, clear.